Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Hey, two in the books, one to go. Final hour of the show. We call it the Press Box on ESPN, and that means ESPN 92.5 and 97.5 combined, as we give you unbelievable coverage now across the Houston area. News of the day: Astros at it again tonight after a no-hitter for seven innings by your Astros between Christian Javier and Jake Odorizzi. Final was 10-2, as they now are on their way to continuing their winning play, taking on the Orioles tonight. Was Zach Greinke on the mound. Game two, the Clippers and the Suns in Phoenix. And the sun has set yet again on CP3. He won't be available, nor will Kawhi Leonard.
Unfortunately.
Marcus Morris is, I guess, a game-time decision, as he's dealing with some issues. Clippers have been there and done it before. First two series, they start out 0-2. They find a way to win. Not sure that the Suns are the same animal as the other two teams that they were able to do that to, but we shall see tonight. And the bigger story of the night, let me do it again, Nick. Future so bright as I put on my shades. The future could be very bright for you, your Houston Rockets, starting tonight. Because, as again, it's a puberty soap opera, but as the balls fall tonight, if the ping pong balls fall the right way, your Houston Rockets could have a top four pick. There's a 52% chance, you know. But God forbid if they get the fifth pick, because that means it goes to Oklahoma City, and then you are in asset hell for about 7 years. So, there is a lot riding on Hakeem Olajuwon representing your favorite team tonight, Nicholas.
I don't know how much luck he'll bring, but hopefully he brings the right luck to Rafael Stone and Fertitta and the Rockets, and they get that top four pick. Maybe they make the right decision if they get that top four pick. It's going to be interesting. But we do know it's a significant drop off once you get to like five and below, in my opinion. And so,
and here's how you're going to know when you need to know. You don't have to watch the whole thing unfold for all the last five picks.
Oh, no.
If the Rockets logo shows up at five, whatever the number five pick is, as long as it's not the Rockets logo at number five,
you're good.
You're good. If the Rockets logo shows up at five, you obviously know it's over with anyway. But then you know, because the Rockets can go no lower than five. So as long as all the other teams have been unveiled and pick number five is someone else's logo, you're going to get a top four pick. You're going to keep it. And the future will be bright for your Houston Rockets in about 7 years.
Look, they need a little bit of luck on their side. They got the highest possible percentage, basically, but they still need a little bit of luck on their side, and hopefully they can get
no
it.
Doubt.
So, I guess we like striked up a conversation from the Astros discussion in the last segment about Miles Straw.
Yeah.
So they're going back and forth on the chat in regards to that. What did you want to bring up in terms of the you wanted to bring up some Astros story?
Well, yeah,
you?
I mean, we were talking about all the things that have been going on and the fact that from an Astros perspective, I keep saying you got to make a move in the bullpen. And when you're looking at what moves could be made, ESPN had an article out there in which they said 30 teams should either make a trade and give up a player or go get a player. And it was interesting to me on two fronts, because there's two players on the list that I think the Astros should definitely be paying attention to and possibly trying to trade for. So if you go down in the article and you look at, and one thing Dr. Dre was interested in, so I want to get to this first.
Okay.
We know what the threshold is for the cap, all right? So we know that, like, the Dodgers are way over it, $210 million. So the Yankees are at 207.6. The Astros are at 207. So in terms of staying at or below it and not going over it to have to pay the tax, they have $3 million to play with. But keep in mind also, if you give up players that have contracts, that also is significantly added to your ability to either stay above or below it. So they're at 207. The threshold is 210. wanted to make sure that that was important, that you guys find that out. Okay? With that being said, there are teams that are already selling that you should be looking at in terms of, can you get someone that can help you? All right? So when you look at what they say in terms of the Minnesota Twins, they said they should trade Taylor Rogers. Taylor Rogers is a relief pitcher, all right, one of the top lefties around, and he's under team control for this season and one more. He'd fill a need for almost every playoff team. So if Minnesota sucks, look to trade with Minnesota to try and get a guy like Taylor Rogers, and he's left-handed, which is always helpful.
And I like the fact that you can have him for team control for this year and the next, right?
Right. So he's going to be cheap. He's going to be affordable. Yeah. All right? Here's the other one. Extremely affordable. What they say for the Astros overall is the Astros have the best lineup in the majors. Their rotation is solid with a top 10 ERA. Their bullpen, 23rd in ERA, 29th in win probability. That's awful. Kendall Graveman is the name you need to keep an eye on. Kendall Graveman has been dominant other than missing 3 weeks with COVID-19. He's with the Mariners. He has a 96 to 97 mile an hour hard sinker with movement. He's affordable at $1.25 million. However, he's heading into free agency, which makes him more attractive to a lot of teams, but also makes him less expensive because of the fact that going into free agency, the team has to worry about if they trade for him, they're not going to have to give up as much because they may not be able to retain him. So there are two guys right now that you have to pay attention to if you're the Astros, and that's just off the top based on this article.
Well, the whole Kendall Graveman situation, it looks like he's been struggling as of late, but no one expected him to do well out of the bullpen prior to him being, prior to the pandemic, I believe.
Right.
But then when he came back, like on his return, like apparently he hasn't been the same guy. So I think Kendall Graveman will be a situation where you're basing it based on potential, basing it based on past performances.
But also velocity, right? If you're going with a hard sinker at 96 to 97, that means you got the arm strength and you put him with a guy like your pitching coach, you print him with Brent Strom and you realize all the different careers that Brent Strom's either been able to resurrect or take to the next level. I'll take my chances with a guy that throws that hard with Brent Strom as my pitching coach.
Yeah, oh no, and Strom could definitely evolve. I believe Strom can make anybody evolve. So I mean, that might be that sneaky guy. Look, we had the same belief about Morton. When Charlie Morton came, a lot of us weren't necessarily sold on him initially. And then Strom started working with him, and it changed. Now nobody
Garrett
wanted
Cole.
To see him go.
Took Garrett Cole to the next level, right?
I like Morton's story more, only because
I agree.
He felt like he seemed like way more of an underdog.
He resurrected Verlander to some degree, too. Verlander was scuffling with the Tigers, wasn't what he used to be in so many people's minds. And all of a sudden, spin rate and everything else, and the next thing you know, Verlander's an ace again. So I like the fact that whether it be Kendall Graveman is the guy that you think or Taylor Rogers is the guy, both of them seem to be affordable for this year. In the case of Taylor Rogers, he's got an extra year under team control, which is big. In the case of Graveman, you don't have to give up as much because he's free at the end of the year. So therefore, you realize because of the challenges of trying to re-sign him, the price tag won't be as high. Two guys, if you're an Astros fan, keep an ear to the ground and watch because it's possible and they could really help.
There you go. I think Troy wants to get in on this discussion.
We got to get Troy in. We love him and he's been waiting, so we appreciate it. And Troy always wants to talk Astros. What's up, Troy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up,
man? Yo, I couldn't agree with you guys more. Click and Crane are not sitting there knowing they've got one missing link on that ball team to go deep in the postseason and possibly do something. They're idiots. I mean, you've got to get some help there because when you start going deep in the postseason and pushing it, you know, the as many games, you're going to need that kind of help per series because they're going to go deep because
no
they're
question.
Good teams. And if they don't do anything about this, I don't know what to tell them. This season could rest solely in their hands by not trying to go out and get somebody like you're talking about.
I agree, Troy. You know, and I heard Charlie on the way in talking about this, and one of the positions he actually forgot about. When you talk about a team that had so many question marks going into the season, when we didn't know what Yordan we were going to get, we didn't know if Yuli was finally over the hill, we didn't know if Altuve was going to be able to bounce back. We had so many questions. But then you start thinking about it, and you take away your ace. You got nothing and will probably get nothing all season from Justin Verlander, and he's got a massive price tag. You lost your all-star center fielder, and you didn't do anything to replace him. You lost your closer and let him walk and didn't do anything but take your setup guy and make him your closer. So it wasn't like you went out and replaced any one of those three massive components to any good team, and yet look where you're sitting. If that doesn't entice you to say, it's not going to take a lot, but I got to do whatever I can because this team has done everything that it needed to do to show it's for real.
Do you think it might have been a situation where, all right, maybe we can get this guy to fill in that void, but it won't be a it won't fill the void completely in its entirety. So we don't want to, we're going to pass on this guy because he'll fill the void, but he'll fill the void 50, 60, 70%. And that's not what we're looking for. So we're not going to make a deal. Do you see a situation like that?
I think it's a lot of it was based on the price tag. So I think, and a lot of it, the X factor was we were in the middle of a pandemic. We knew that there were, at the start of the season, there weren't going to be butts in the seats. So we knew Crane had a whole bunch of issues, even with the Correa negotiations, in the fact that until there was clarity when the fans were going to be allowed back, when the revenues were coming back, how soon people were going to be willing to come back, I think those were factored in. Now, when you look at it and you know all those things are lining up for you as well, then you start looking at guys that I threw out a while back that still could be guys that fit the mold, maybe in certain cases a little too expensive, like Gerchuk from the Blue Jays, like Kiermaier from the Rays. But if we thought we needed a center fielder, you don't necessarily have to do that right away because, look, at the deadline, there'll be plenty of veterans that'll be available that might become available for cheap.
Yeah.
But the number one pressing concern is bullpen.
Yeah.
And if we're throwing out names that aren't like massive names that come with massive price tags, and you can get guys under team control or at $1.25 to $2 million salaries but are better than what you got, go get them.
Yeah. And look, don't give up on Click just yet. He might do it. I know he's taking a little bit longer than you want him to. But I think he'll do it. I think he'll make the move.
I realize you got until the deadline, but unlike when we first started the discussion a few weeks ago, now instead of second place, you're in first place. So my fear was there was going to be a gap if you didn't do anything to where the A's got hot, you lost some games you should have won, and then all of a sudden you're chasing everybody. Now you're sitting in an even better position, but don't get comfortable. Go out and do what you need to do now so you're prepared for later.
It could happen. It could happen. Look, it could happen. I'm not completely sold that Click and company are going to go cheap. I'm not. You're bringing back... Oh, okay.
Because the future's really bright if you're the Astros. And that's why I want moves made. They don't have to be major moves. They can be subtle moves. But if you add a couple arms to this bullpen with everything offensively you've seen and the starting pitching that goes 6-7 deep, this team could compete for another title. And you know what it does? It not only gets you a title that gets this city with the other two sports teams absolute crap, and gets revitalized as the sports scene here in Houston, but it makes everyone take it in the shorts and have to stop talking about 17. Stop talking about buzzers. Stop talking about garbage cans. Because without all those aids that you think were in the process, you're winning without all of that, and you're doing it all over again, and you're validating what you are as a franchise and as a team. That's what we all want. So that's why I want to see it happen. It's not too much to ask, is it?
No.
All right, we'll continue to roll on. We're in the final hour of the program. Lots more to get to. If you guys want to be like Troy, there's something you want to add, bring it to us. 713-780-3776. HRNP list line for calls and texts. Otherwise, Twitch and Twitter, Nick and Joel, Press Box, ESPN.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
Houston's newest Brazilian steakhouse, Casa do Brasil, offers a new way to lunch in the heart of the Galleria. Our gourmet salad bar features over 40 items served fresh daily. Enjoy unlimited fresh seafood, gourmet cheeses, specialty cured meats, countless vegetables, soup and salad options, and a variety of authentic hot side dishes. You can also add our traditional churrasco option featuring USDA prime beef, pork, chicken, and lamb, all served tableside. See the full menu at casadobrasil.com, located at Sage in West Alabama.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/love. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/love. That's forhims.com/love for your free online visit. forhims.com/love.
Saturday night. Knockout King Gervonta Tank Davis. Everybody bow down, it's the king. Looks to claim his third division crown, stepping up two weight classes.
Levels.
To face undefeated world champion Mario El Azteca Barrios.
Now know there's only one king.
What a combination.
Who will rule the ring?
Davis is a champion.
Only one king.
Davis versus Barrios. Saturday at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. Live on pay-per-view. The best way to watch Davis versus Barrios is on Xfinity. Say boxing into your X1 voice remote to order now.
All right, we've got lucky caller number 4, Marcus, on the line. If he answers this question, he wins a new car.
Let's do this.
Okay, for a new car, name the only actor to appear in...
And now a message from our sponsor.
With 24/7 support and quick and easy claims, Progressive protects what matters most. Progressive.
Films all in the same year.
Wait, sorry, I didn't hear the question.
3 seconds, Marcus.
Yeah, no, but there was an ad in the middle.
Need an answer.
But I didn't hear anything.
Marcus, you dropped it in the dirt.
Progressive. There's never a bad time for great protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You're going on a trip, but where are you going to stay? How much will it cost? Well, it'll cost less by booking on BestHotelRates.com. BestHotelRates.com works with all the top hotels in the country while delivering you great hotel and room choices for the best prices. Why wait? Go to BestHotelRates.com, enter your email address, and start shopping for your next hotel room. BestHotelRates.com, it's in the name, BestHotelRates.com.
I get up, I get down.
This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Back on the box. You're playing Michael Bublé on our show.
AJR.
Who?
AJR.
What's AJR?
It's a band.
Sounded Michael Bublé-ish. Either way, I don't know why you're trying to make that correlation to our
show. I like this band.
Oh, okay. So it's what you like now.
I mean...
What is AJ... Is this like one of those kiddie pop bands?
Kind of, I guess. I mean, this might be a song, you know.
No thank you is what I should have said. I should be in bed.
You don't remember that song? That was a big, big hit.
AJR?
Yeah, they're pretty known.
You know what I say to that? No, thank you.
You don't care?
What I should have said. I should have stayed in bed.
There's some news on the Astros front.
Is there?
I had it in front of me. Chandler Rome just tweeted it. It said, Kyle Tucker could be back as early as tomorrow, Dusty Baker says.
And you see he lost 10 pounds?
I guess. And then Gary Pettis, I didn't notice that, no. Gary Pettis is doing well and said, perhaps... By the first of the month, he could rejoin the Astros.
You good with that? I mean, Gary Pettis,
Tucker,
good
yeah.
story. Tucker, supposedly, he had told people yesterday he had lost 10 pounds dealing with this illness. And, of course, they can't say whether it was the Rona or not. But 10 pounds is a significant loss. And, again, it was also at a time when he was rolling at the plate, finally.
Yeah, and if you're legitimately sick, I think 10. But that would mean you're really sick, like you have a really bad bug, flu, whatever. COVID, I don't know what the case may be. But yeah, he could be back as early as tomorrow, so that'll be interesting. But you know, on Twitter, a lot of people are happy Gary Pettis could be back. You don't want Gary Pettis back?
I like Gary Pettis as a person. I think it's a hell of a story. I wasn't a massive fan of his third base coaching and his stop signs and his send signals.
So. Not a fan?
But it's a good story. And look, he's an experienced third base coach, that's fine.
Okay. Okie dokie.
Great story that he's coming back and recovered, and that's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean.
Got a little bit of disturbing news for the cheeseheads in the world.
Oh, no. Oh, did you see? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, this out of Madison, Wisconsin, the University of Wisconsin men's basketball team and the seniors on the team were openly critical of head coach Greg Gard during a late season team meeting that turns out now was secretly recorded and got sent to a newspaper. The Wisconsin State Journal said it received a 37-minute audio file this week of a February 19th team meeting that included seven senior players, guard, and three assistant coaches. The newspaper said it received the recording from an anonymous email account and that the file included only a portion of all of the meeting. During the meeting, Nate Reavers, the guard, tells guard the head coach, "We don't have a relationship. I personally don't think or feel like you care about our future aspirations." And guard Walt McGrory tells guard, "I don't know if I'll ever talk to you again after this year." That's not exactly the kind of culture that's going to help you in recruiting.
You're right. You don't want that culture. But at the same time, what is the deal with everybody secretly recording? Like, was it Ivory Hecker? Was she the one secretly recording? Because she likes to secretly record people too. What's the deal with these employees?
Did that you see that now that there's a weather lady in Detroit that did it too?
She's secretly recording?
She used her weather report.
Look, I don't know if I'm okay with all that, though. I don't know.
And during the report said she's going to have a meeting with the same outlet that you that was the...
Ivory Hecker?
Yeah, that she used. What was that, the website that political...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It was like a... I don't know if it was a charity, but it was like a political nonprofit.
Right. She's going... The weather lady in Detroit's going to do a one-on-one with them, too. Oh. She's going to start getting
I just don't know about... I just feel like it's bad business if you're going to secretly record. I mean... If you're under the impression that you're not being recorded, you're going to say something different. Now, if you say something that could potentially cause a bad culture, I mean, look, I'm pretty sure there's a bunch of basketball coaches that say a bunch of stuff behind closed doors and practices that people don't appreciate. But I just do find it a little, I just find it, to, like, I just don't, a trend of you recording stuff at your job when no one knows you're recording is something I'm not very cool with.
Now, the interesting thing here is that the seniors basically end up calling him out about their relationships with him. But there isn't anything that, at least for now...
And the fact that it was edited to 37 minutes is so shady to me.
That's what they're saying, too, is that you can't verify what was legitimately live and what was edited to either sound or somewhat appear to be either... You know, to some level, offensive.
Yeah, I mean, you know how it is with video; it's different, right? We talk about it all the time in the business. It's one thing to mess up or try to edit or fix a recorded video. You can play with audio all day long and make it sound very seamless, like you did, like it sounded very authentic. I would imagine audio experts can kind of go in there, like maybe like audio forensic scientists, if that exists, and can kind of go in there and see if you edited anything. But man, these snitches are everywhere.
Snitches get stitches.
And so it wasn't any... Now, the reason why I'm very, very interested in this for obvious reasons, but other reasons, is the fact that they've also had kids transfer out of the program in the last couple of years, citing potential racism, citing potential
from
other
guard?
Issues. Towards the coaching staff, and in particular, at least in part, guard. That's the kind of thing that bothers me, because that's the kind of thing, too, in which it takes it to another level. It's one thing if you just have tough love for your players. And, you know, look, Bobby Knight is an example. You're not going to please all your players all the time, and his idea of trying to turn a kid into a man and get him to be not only an athlete but set him up for the real world is not going to sit well with every student athlete, and some of them are going to go away with their feelings hurt, and others are going to say it's the greatest experience of my life.
And maybe the last sentence is an indicator to that supports what you're saying. Although the NCAA gave seniors the options to return for one more year of eligibility because of the pandemic, Brad Davison is the only one of Wisconsin's seven 2020-2021 seniors who plans to play for the Badgers next season.
And they said that there wasn't a dry eye in the room when the meeting concluded. And that the biggest thing that he did at the end was he apologized and he was in tears and he said, "It's not your fault, it's my fault." So at that point, it's kind of like when you listen to the different opinions about the Ivory Hecker thing. At the end of the day, was it enough? Was there enough there to substantiate what you did by secretly recording it and then sending it to a news outlet? Was there enough substance there for change and for impact? It seems like if the coach was just, it was just tough love with his players, it wasn't more than that. And if at the end of it, if he's crying and he's apologizing and saying it's my fault, it doesn't seem like this is something that's a fireable offense or should be that big of a deal, but it's the front page story on ESPN.
Right. I mean, they're going to have to do their own little investigation and then see if it's that bad. But if it's, and look, to a certain extent, I feel like you got to give coaches some leeway. And look, isn't a part of teaching athletes is telling them things that perhaps they don't want to hear? Maybe you don't even mean some of the things that you say, as long as it's not like racist or anything like that. Like for example, the comment about, like, I don't know if I'll ever talk to you again after this. Maybe he's just saying that. I'm not, in this particular case, I don't really know all the context. Maybe he's just saying that because he wants to teach the guy a lesson. Maybe put a little fear in him. That way he comes back to practice a little bit more focused. I don't know. So I do think there should be some leeway. As long as it's not like physical abuse or racism. And we're talking about Wisconsin. Whoever asked in the chat, the school is Wisconsin. It's is the school we're referring
kind
to.
Kind of a big deal. It's a Big Ten school. Yeah. You know, I think we've all, Nick, when we've played sports or in life, whether it be a boss or a coach, there are some that you will remember forever and that you love and had great relationships with. And there are others that you would choose to forget and would never wish to be in that situation again. And it's a microcosm of life when you're playing sports. And so I think playing time probably had a lot to do with a lot of the players' feelings too. All of them think they should be playing. If a lot of them or some of them aren't playing as much as they think they should be playing, it's going to play a factor. I don't know. You could have played this song. You could have played another one by CeeLo.
I could have, but that one, this was the more convenient one. But you're right. It would have been perfect for this story.
Yeah. All right, we've got a half hour to go on the show. When we come back, don't go anywhere. 30 minutes on the clock leading up to the Blitz from 4 to 7, and then your NBA draft lottery and waiting for those balls to fall. And when your balls fall, they better fall right if you're hoping for sunshine and rainbows, Rockets fans. It's a big night in Rockets history. The dream is representing you at the lottery.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Brought to you by Boost Mobile. Feel the power of keeping more money in your pocket at Boost Mobile. Get plans that fit your budget on America's largest 5G network for less. Boost Mobile, more power to save.
Catch, clip, release. You'll hear that all summer with the CCA Star Catch and Release Fishing Tournament. New categories this year and more tagged reds than ever before. Spend the summer wetting a line and you can reel in a new boat and truck when you catch and release a tagged redfish. Kids can catch a $30,000 scholarship. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Chilson Homes, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Cryptech, Shinerbach, Hoff Power Polaris, and ABC 13. Sign up now at startournament.org.
When you look for a bank, choose a partner with local expertise and local decision-making. Veritex Community Bank offers solutions and a true business ally. We look forward to building your future. We're Veritex Community Bank. True to your business. True to Texas. VeritexBank.com. Member FDIC.
At CDW, we get that as an IT professional, your hands are full. Our experts can give you the help you need by custom configuring Apple products like the iPad and Mac, so they're ready to go right out of the box. Your employees get highly secure devices that feel familiar and operate intuitively, and you'll benefit from easy ongoing management that frees up your hands for other projects. IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/appleatwork.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-402-7117. 800-402-7117. 800-402-7117. Call right now. That's 800-402-7117.
You're listening to The Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Back on the box, 30 minutes to go in the show. Big day in Rockets history, possibly. Hoping to get a top four pick and keep it. Astros looking to keep on rolling. Zach Greinke on the hill as they continue their series in Baltimore against the Orioles. Clippers and Suns tonight. No Kawhi, no CP3, possibly no Marcus Morris for the Clips. Suns looking to go up 2-0. Jacob DeGrom, by the way, had no issues at all with the new sticky substance check that Nick has been used to for years when entering strip clubs.
DeGrom says, inspect my balls anytime. No problem with you inspecting my balls, he says.
Touching 101 in the first inning and making Ronald Acuna Jr. look powerless was impressive.
Really, I mean, there's a reason why he's the best pitcher in baseball. I mean, exactly.
He is.
He's
now, playing Buster his ass only off. Was on this morning with some people, and they were trying to say he might be, I think it was Mike Greenberg that said, he might be the greatest of all time or one of the greatest of all time. Can we slow down with that? Until when you start talking about the greatest of all time, you start talking about like numbers and numbers over a long period of time, whether it's Nolan Ryan or Randy Johnson or, you know, all the greats from back in the day till recent history, 300 wins or massive numbers of strikeouts and ERA low and Cy Young's won and all these other things. So I hate when people anoint guys too soon. Jacob DeGrom or even Patrick Mahomes. Great start to your career. No doubt you're on a path and there's a path that could end you there. But let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Well, Devin Booker is going to be the next Kobe Bryant.
That
you
too.
Know this.
Little Kobe or whatever they're calling him. Come on now.
Look, I will tell you this. Devin Booker, numbers-wise, his first 4 years of his NBA career were better than Kobe Bryant's. I will say that. But what Kobe Bryant evolved into is next level. So you got to remember that. So one story I wanted to get into, and we didn't bring it up. I didn't plan on expanding much on this particular story, but it is worth mentioning considering where we are in today's world. But Carl Nassib, the Las Vegas defensive end, is the first active player at the age of 28 on an Instagram post to admit that he's gay.
And Nassib? I think it's Carl Nassib.
Probably Nassib. What did I say?
Nassib.
Okay, Nassib, Carl Nassib. This is what he sounded like on his Instagram.
What's up, people? I'm Carl Nassib. I'm at my house here in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Just want to take a quick moment to say that I'm gay. I've been meaning to do this for a while now, but I finally feel comfortable enough to get it off my chest. I really have the best life. I got the best family, friends, and job a guy could ask for. I'm a pretty private person, so I hope you guys know that I'm really not doing this for attention. I just think that representation and visibility are so important. I actually hope that like one day videos like this and the whole coming out process are just not necessary. But until then, you know, I'm going to do my best and do my part to cultivate a culture that's accepting, that's compassionate.
Good for him.
Yeah, real good for him. I mean, the reason why it's a story because he's the active player, right? He's the first NFL active player to do it. Now, he's played on a couple of teams. He played with the Browns the year he got drafted back in 2016, the Bucks, and now the Raiders. Mm-hmm. Very interesting tie-in here, and I'm not trying to make fun of the situation. Guess where he played for college?
Oh, I know. Penn State.
Penn State. Guess who he played for
Joe
during...
Joe Buck and Sandusky.
Bill O'Brien.
Oh. He wasn't a Sandusky guy. So he played after Joe Buck and Sandusky. He was Bill O'Brien once he had cleaned house.
He might have played for Paterno because he was a walk-on in 2011. So he might have played because I think, if I'm not mistaken, did he get fired in 11 or 12? It was one of those 2 years.
Yeah, look it up.
Paterno got fired from the whole Penn State scandal. But yeah, he played 10 games under Coach Bill O'Brien back in 2013. 12 tackles, one sack.
Okay.
But yeah, he comes out.
Now, can I ask you this?
Sure.
How do you think the team's going to react? This is the first time. We had Michael Sam, but he never made a roster.
Correct.
This is the first time now that an NFL locker room, and you know, and as I said, in any professional sports locker room, it's not PC friendly, it's not HR friendly.
It's not.
It's a different kind of culture.
Correct.
You're talking about some pretty type A male personalities in that locker room. How's that going to fly?
And a lot of people believe the way you relate to your teammate, the way you build a bond with your teammate, is you make fun of them. You talk about the vulnerabilities. You talk about what they're weak at. You make fun of them. So I don't know how that goes. And the other thing is, it's not just the locker room. It's the other players that he could potentially face. And whether or not a ref hears it and whether or not he does anything about it, I would imagine, considering the society and the culture that we're in right now in the world, that some players will, even though they might use that word or an anti-gay type of word, that they would refrain from that because of the potential possibility of getting suspended, fined, and everything else. So I do wonder what other players are going to, like, not just on his team, but opposing players as well. Because what part of your job, to a certain extent, as an NFL player, is to get in your into the opposing team's head.
Good point.
I mean,
very good point.
And some people do it at any cost. Like, I mean, I would love to hear conversations between Vernon Maxwell.
I've told
and other
you,
people.
Matt Barnes, Kevin Durant. I mean, Kevin Garnett is known for it. You know, Kevin Garnett even went so far as to call Charlie Villanueva a cancer patient because he had the condition with his eyebrows and his skin.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of players that cross that line when they cross the lines and think it's okay. So you make a very, very good point that in terms of all bets are off, I think a lot of guys feel that way. I think in this case, especially with the parabolic mics and how much we with mic'd up players and how much the NFL network gets all the way in the trenches, players are going to have to be on their best behavior because that's not going to fly anymore.
No, it's not going to fly. Now, remember, that those a lot of times when they're mic'd up, they have the opportunity to – there's a gatekeeper, right? And so they can kind of edit out and choose what they want to publish. I would imagine if they heard some slur like that, that they probably wouldn't want NFL or ESPN, whoever's carrying the game, to play it on the broadcast. But yeah, I would imagine, I mean, I can see that very much happening.
Now,
but
here's another thing, Nick. He's had some good years. And he's had a couple years, I think the last 2 years, something like that, or he had like 12 sacks over a two-year period. He was also the guy I remember on Hard Knocks when he was trying to explain to the defensive line room how to make investments and how to get return on your investment and how to play the market. But at the same time, did he not give himself an extra security blanket? Because now if you're the Raiders, and he is, depending on salary or position cuts, he might be on the bubble. It's a bad look comes up with the announcement.
See, I disagree.
I think, Nick, just like what we just got to talking about, from a societal standpoint, I'm not saying from a football standpoint, I think they will be concerned about this. If it's between him and another player, all things being somewhat equal, they're going to make sure that they don't take the hit for cutting him, I think.
You're right. I don't know if I want to say. I will say this. With the Michael Sam situation, like, they were on record. Like, he has to prove himself just like any other player. Now, the reason why this is a different situation than Michael Sam is that Michael Sam never made it, okay?
Right.
But Carl is. He's been playing. He's played for two teams already. This is his third.
He's currently active on a roster.
But if you fire him based on performance, that's all it's going to be, is a bad look from a PR standpoint. I'm pretty sure nothing's going to happen to this Las Vegas Raiders fan base. They'll be fine. And yes, they are concerned about the bad look, but they shouldn't. If the guy is not that good, he should absolutely be fired, and they should have no hesitation when they announce it.
But you know this, whether it's fair or not, but you know if they just say we're cutting him based on his football performance, you know that the media is coming at them, and they are going to ask the questions, and they are going to point the fingers, and they're going to say, regardless of what you said in your press release when you released him, you know damn well, or did you cut him because of the fact that he made that announcement?
Yeah, that because their beat writers want the clicks. So, I mean, because if it's someone else,
it's a story in a lot of people's minds.
But people get cut all the time, and what do we say sometimes? Oh, yeah, it was probably going to happen anyway. That guy's terrible. And then they don't ask any questions about it. But because this particular case, he's gay and he's come out as gay, now they're going to start asking about it. That's the reason why. But in reality, it's not a legit question. If the guy sucked and he genuinely didn't play as good as other players in that position, he should be cut. Now, you saying that they're going to be concerned, I agree with that. I do. They might be a little bit of a concern. Although the ownership there may or may not, because they have such a strong fan base. You know they're going to travel well. You know there's going to be a lot of Oaklanders that are going to be in Las Vegas. You just know it. It's just the way their fan base works. But I don't think teams should operate like that. You know what I mean? If the coach doesn't like
you. But I think you have to be socially aware enough of your surroundings in the way the culture is today. You can't be naive to go in saying it's just a football decision, and so we're just going to make the decision, and people have to accept it, and there's no ramifications. I think that there's just too many, and again, we talk.
You can announce like three cuts at a time. You're like, all right, on today's cut list, it's going to be this player, this player, this player, and this player. Yeah. Well, if you're only asking about Carl, I mean, you're clearly the one bringing it up. You know what I mean? Like, look, you list them as the second or third player on a four-person list of people that you're getting cut, and just move
on.
But
you're trying to bury the lead. They're savvy enough to see through it. You may cut four players, but the only player that they're going to see in those four players is Carl Nassib, and they're going to only ask you about Carl Nassib, and the things they're going to ask you are probably not going to be football related about Carl Nassib.
Well, also you have to understand what's the shelf life of questions like that? If he's officially cut, it's been a week since he hasn't been to a practice in a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Is that still a question that they're circling back to?
I think it is.
That's terrible.
But I think, okay.
You're no longer a part of the team. I'm not going to make a comment on a player that's no longer on the team.
It depends on when your next media availability is. You may make cuts and your general manager and coach may not be available that day. But on the next day that they're available, believe you me, it's not going to – maybe it's your beat writer, as you mentioned. Maybe it's like someone that's covering the team on a regular basis. Or maybe certain publications – are going to send someone specifically to focus, concentrate, and go at those questions.
Look, you're right. I'm not questioning that. If I'm the coach, I'm like, look, man, he's been cut for 2 weeks. I don't make comments on players that are no longer on the team. So next question. And if they circle back to it, I would comment on that player
if he was
in uniform.
But, coach, did you cut him because he couldn't play anymore? Did you cut him because of his salary? Or did you cut him because he's gay?
Well, I don't know if they'll be that abrasive about it, though. Did you cut him because he's gay? Just outright like that?
I think they're going to press the issue. I think they're going to say, hey, did this have anything to do with the fact that he came out and announced that he was gay in recent weeks? Did that weigh in your decision? And depending on what they say, believe me, they will keep pressing the issue.
To me, it's just a really difficult thing to press. Like even the Michael Sam thing died out. And a part of the reason why Michael Sam thing continued to live as long as it did is because ESPN kept playing audio of them kissing over and over and over and over again because they loved the views and the clicks that they got from it. You know what I mean? Like they played it over and over and over again. There's random things that they keep putting on. And it's not just ESPN, a bunch of TV platforms. People were obsessed with Tim Tebow shirtless. They kept showing him on practice shirtless. Why is that B-roll? Why is that footage being played? But yeah, even Michael Sam, they were eventually able to move on from
it. But to your point, Nick, that's a big story. So Tebow's a big story now playing tight end. Did you see that George Kittle is having a tight end camp and he could only invite so many players and Tebow didn't get invited?
Oh, no.
And that became the story. Not that they're a tight end, NFL tight end camp for only tight ends to get better and develop and do all these things. The story was, and he was on having to answer it on ESPN this morning because Tebow didn't get an invite. That's what I'm talking about.
Man, he's going to be such a distraction for that squad.
No doubt. No doubt. All right, we got 1 second to go on the show. We'll wrap it up next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Press Box. It's ESPN.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, I hope you're taking advantage of the nice, cool weather. I know I am on my patio from Texas Custom Patios. And if you want to do that, I think you're going to find that your house becomes a home. The craftsmanship is incredible, and your opportunity to add value to your home and value to your life experience is something that you will never forget and certainly never regret. Make sure you go to the website and check out their before and afters, texascustompatios.com, and make sure you get a hold of them for a free consultation, texascustompatios.com.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman. Stop looking all over for high quality windows and siding at an affordable price. Do like I did, call Allstate Windows and Siding. Allstate Windows and Siding replaced my old windows with exemplary customer service and high quality products. It enhanced the appearance of my house and increased the energy efficiency of my home. Take advantage of their specials right now. 25% off windows or buy 10, get 2 free. $2,000 off complete siding jobs. Home and virtual appointments available. Family run for 4 generations. 832-204-1936 or allstatesidingandwindows.com.
When the doctor told us about my mom's cancer, it made me feel so helpless. Until I called the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society and spoke with Grace, who answered all of my questions about the disease, treatment options, and cancer-related expenses. Her support and compassion made us feel whole again. Today, I'm calling Grace to let her know my mom is beating cancer. To learn more, visit lls.org.
AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. Oh, dashboard light problems? We can help. Our free Fix Finder service can read your check engine light, ABS light, and service indicator light, and give you possible solutions, verified by licensed technicians. You'll even get detailed results sent straight to your email, so you have them when you need it most. It's the most complete free warning light report, backed by the most robust database of technician solutions. The free Fix Finder service, only at AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Napa know-how.
Some things just go better together, like a 5-quart jug of Napa full synthetic motor oil and a platinum filter for $26.48. It's like bacon and eggs, hot dogs and mustard, or Joni and Chachi. Ask your dad about it. That's Napa full synthetic and a platinum filter for $26.48. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state, local taxes or recycling fees. Offer ends 6/30/21.
Sadness and misery, I don't feel either of these. I'm in a good mood.
Okay.
Hey, man, what's wrong?
Well, it just didn't sound very bluesy.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Oh, hey, Buzz.
Okay, well, let's try it again.
Smile on my face.
Nope, that's still happy.
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
You're gearing up to get back out on the field, so you ordered ballgame essentials like a new glove, cleats, and a jumbo pack of sunflower seeds. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Rewards that you put toward the cost of an essential piece of your post-game recovery. A heating pad. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order some peel and stick samples to try on your wall. When you're ready to paint, shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
All right, back to the final segment of the box. Last day in studio tomorrow, on the road the rest of the week. Going to be Garden Oaks Thursday. Richmond Arms Friday, as we travel the globe, spanning our summer circuit to give you the best in radio coverage and sports talk. Astros again, as we've mentioned, going at it tonight with the Orioles yet again, and Zach Greinke on the hill. NBA draft lottery for Rockets fans. It's almost do or die time for your red Kool-Aid drinking rowdies as you hope the balls fall your way.
You just wanted to say that.
I just can't continue to remind you that enough. It's
so
like a
bad.
Prepubescent soap opera. Oh, like sands through the hourglass, how will your balls fall tonight?
So Tim Tebow wasn't invited, huh?
No, to a tight end camp. And George Kittle was explaining that they did not think that they were going to get the level of interest from NFL tight ends that they got. So as he talked to the Stephen A. Smith crew this morning. He said, look, if we continue to do this, and it looks like we will because of how popular it is, we will plan to have more spots available and the camp can handle and accommodate that many more players. But he goes, why would I tell a second or third stringer that's been on an NFL roster playing tight end his whole career no, so that I could say yes to a guy that's trying to play it for the first time and who knows if he's going to legitimately stick with it and play it in the NFL? To his credit, I agree with him.
What if Carl Nassib was a tight end and he didn't get invited? Oh, that would
again,
be a disaster.
But you're seeing what you're picking up what I've been putting down, which is it changes the entire dynamics.
It does. But as a football operation, you shouldn't let it impact your decision on the field.
Whether it impacts it or not, you have to give it the attention that it deserves, or you're going to pay the price long term. If you're not prepared for the ramifications and the attention it's going to get and how you're going to have to handle it, as P. Randizzle said during the break on Twitter, that PR department's going to have a talk with the entire team. That's not an exaggeration. That's a fact. Because whether you had anything to do with him being cut or not, if it happens, if you say the wrong thing, you will be front page news.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure they'll have that talk. And they normally have talks with players anyway. That's kind of what the PR job is. You know who else had that talk? I bet you everybody on the Jaguars team because of Tim Tebow and how much of a distraction he is, because they're going to get questions. They're going to get questions about Tim Tebow, tight ends, running backs. Everybody is, because that's just the gravitational pull that Tim Tebow has because of his popularity and his fan base. And so you have to have those discussions regardless. Every year you're going to have a situation where the PR team is going to have to approach members of the team and say, you know what, you're probably going to get asked about this, and we want you to approach it this way.
You're right, Nick, but how many PR people slip up? We talked about...
And the players do slip up,
too. We talked about Deshaun's PR people slipping up. We talked about the Texans' PR people slipping up. We talked about the Yankees not preparing Garrett Cole when the sticky situation came to a press conference, slipping up. So I know it's what they're supposed to do, but it's a two-way street. They got to do their job in preparing every coach and every player for what the questions that could possibly come their way. Then they got to have a dialogue in which the player trusts them, believes in them, and follows through with them when the media actually do ask those questions. Because you know you got some guys, they don't give a rat's ass what they're being told, that don't care what you think that the right thing to say is, that want to say what they feel. Look what Cole Beasley just did with the Bills about vaccinations and the fact that if you don't like it, stay away from me. But if I'm not getting back, I'm living my best life, whether you like it or not. Now, that may piss off the fans. That may aggravate the media. But he also has to take into consideration, just like this situation, he may piss off someone in his own locker room, because everybody comes from a different set of circumstances and everybody's got their own beliefs. And they're not all going to jive.
That's why it is a scary situation. It's for some, but look, you know, I guess what's going to happen when the first good player that comes out, like he's actually good, like he's needed on the team, like star quarterback, maybe. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what I was thinking. I agree with you 100%.
How do you approach that situation? Because you're going to get
from
hit
so many angles, right? How does the player approach it? How does the PR, how does the team approach it? How does the coaching staff, the other players, especially when you realize, like you said, that's an impact player. I need that player on my team if we're going to do well. Here's the other situation that would be interesting. Tim Tebow, for all we just talked about, if we just want to bring it all together, Tim Tebow is also a massive Christian with Christian beliefs. What if Tim Tebow and Carl Nassib are now in the same locker room?
Oh, yeah.
How does that get handled?
No, any team that puts them together would be dumb, I think. But Unless you really want the distraction.
What if they were already teammates? What if someone, because there's more than just Tim Tebow that is a strong Christian. And I'm sure that there, as much as Carl Nassib was the first, I don't think he's the only one that will come out of the closet. So my thing is, what if you had a team with this situation that comes up, and they're already on the same roster. And now the media is not only going at the player that came out, but the media is going at the player that they know is a strong Christian. Go, what are your thoughts on this? You know what the Bible says. You know what your beliefs are. So what do you feel like if your teammate right there, right down the locker room, he just said he's gay? What do you feel like?
I mean, Carl's smart enough to... I would imagine he would be... Look, he's been playing for a while and hasn't come out, and this is the first time he's been comfortable, says he's not doing it for attention. I would imagine he could look at that situation with the Jaguars in the event he was actually on the roster of Jacksonville and say, you know what? Maybe this is not the year for me to come out because of all the, because it would probably split the spotlight between him and Tim Tebow in the event that he come out. Like, he would probably... I think the person that's wanting to come out... Well, I also think the person that's wanting to come out may not come out in certain circumstances.
I could see that.
Like, he might wait till the next year when he's on a different team.
Or because he knows that he has players in his locker room.
Yeah. It could be a situation like that. I don't know. Look, props to him for coming out, but you're right. There is some... There's an impact. There's a domino effect.
It's like
for
when John Amici came out in the NBA. He came out after he had already played in the NBA so that the teammates on a current roster didn't have to start thinking about, well, what's the situation going to be like when we're in the locker room, we're in the shower, we're in this, we're in that. This is one where he's an active player. Players are going to have opinions immediately, and it's going to be...
Well, in the shower, they're going to be wondering, I think, too.
That's what I mean. Yeah, in the locker room, in the shower, all over the place, and it's like, well... It's like when one of the Collins brothers that's an assistant coach for the Warriors came out. He came out after he was done playing. As a coach, they have their own separate locker room facilities. But when you're talking about active players, you're talking about a whole different ballgame with the players on that roster because everybody, like I said, has a different background.
That's going to be interesting.
No doubt. All right, we'll have much more to say tomorrow. We'll be anxiously watching the lottery and the Astros so that we can talk about all things local as it relates to sports and the big news of the day, as well as other things that might pop up in the meantime. In the meantime, for you, the Blitz is coming up next. It's Fred, Aaron, and AJ. They take you all the way till 7 o'clock. Stay tuned right here to ESPN 97.5, 92.5 FM.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Warrior sound! Real. Let's go! Fun. Sports.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.